Welcome to Mr. Biz Radio, biz talk for biz owners. If you're ready to stop faking the funk and take your business onward and upward, this show is for you. And now, here's Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mr. Biz Radio. Me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth. And for those watching, we got an in-studio guest, third one ever. We're going to talk this week about a bunch of different things. Our guest this week has just launched a new company. We're going to talk about that and the process he went through to make that happen. And part of that was his area of expertise in the past, social media marketing, sales, catching that low-lying fruit, things like that. So we're going to talk about that. But our guest this week is Mr. Mike Brendis, who I've known for probably 15 years, I want to say, something like that. He is a service-connected disabled U.S. Air Force veteran. He has 30 plus years of experience in sales. He started when he was like five, which includes retail, B2B, and B2C. His most recent business venture is selling filters for AC and furnace, which are made in the USA. And he's focused on competitive pricing for the end user. Business model is centered around giving back to those that gave us so much for our freedom, veterans in need. Mike, welcome to Mr. Biz Radio.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So again, I've known Mike forever, and he just launched this company, and we started talking about that, and I'm like, you should come on the show. You really should come on the show, and we happened to have someone. We were booked out pretty far out, and someone rescheduled a show, and I'm like, Mike, can you come on next week? And he's like, let's do it, and he lives local here to where we're at, so that's why he's in studio. But I guess before we dive into all that, Mike, tell us a little bit about sort of your entrepreneurial journey, and again, being a veteran and everything like that.
So this is not my first opportunity at being an entrepreneur. I've done it. I sold apparel for 11 years. I went out as an independent contractor, had a couple lines. It got to the point where I was in four states. I was traveling so much, living in hotel rooms and stuff. It when you have a kid, that wears on you, right? Sure. Yeah. And then I met somebody through LinkedIn that found me, and I sold software. And being local, I sold software for 7 years. You know, Skip Stringfield.
Yep.
And did that for 7 years and went on to then be a consultant, because what we were doing there is we were streamlining people's process from phone call to invoice and actually tying it directly to QuickBooks. So it would eliminate that double data entry. And you were constantly talking to business people that had their model, and you'd learn different industries that, you know, from HVAC to plumbers to septic to, you know, just about anything.
Landscapers.
Any truck that would go out to somebody's house, we would try to get the paperwork orders away from them. So that's where I think that really where you got to understand the business model that so many people were doing that made it so easy to then be able to convey and do something on my own. And I went with a company out of the UK and launched them into the North American market. And then the pandemic hit and things, you know, sort of took people like me and put them on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
And when you sort of got to find your way back, it's not like something that just happens again. And I don't think that people realize that during the pandemic, how many people that were self-employed, but just one person that was bringing in their monetary income from, you know, doing sales processes. No one really wanted to have somebody consult them on sales when they furloughed all their sales reps.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, I guess, Mike, so first of all, again, with you being a veteran, thank you for service, of course. What are some things you learned as a veteran that you apply now to not only launching this company, but even in your career with sales and marketing and things?
I would tell you the number one thing that even in the military, you embrace the grind. It's constantly a grind each day. I can't remember who said this really the other day. I posted it on Facebook or LinkedIn. And he says, you know, he's a jiu-jitsu, martial arts, MMA guy too. But each day the clock goes to zero, right? So when you wake up, you know, the day before what you did or didn't do, the clock's at zero today. So it's constant. You gotta put in the same effort, if not more, each day, and embrace that grind. Showing up on time, the military does all those things to ingrain that into you, that what would make you successful. Being on time, making sure you're doing your daily work. I never I had a guy recently that I watched on a lot of content from entrepreneurs. And the guy talks about the boy, the fox, the mole, the boy, the horse, the fox, the mole, the book. And he talks about what set him on the right path. His terms is the boy gets lost. They're in the woods, they're in a storm, and he's riding the horse. And the boy says, I can't see my way. And the horse says, well, can you see your next step? And he goes, yes, I can. He goes, well, then just take that. So I think that what you got to realize, no matter what you're doing, even me launching the filter company, you can't just say, oh, I want to be at $1 million. And then you get all clustered with all the stuff that you need to do. You just got to focus on your next step. So I always did in sales, and I've always had this mentality, if I succeed on a daily basis and try to succeed on a daily basis, instead of looking at the week, the month, the quarter, the year, they all take care of themselves if you're honest and true to yourself on a daily basis.
Yeah. And so what I'm hearing a lot is consistency, correct, discipline, perseverance. I mean, those three things popped out of what you just said. I mean, correct, it really popped out. And that's one of the things, I don't want to turn this completely into this, but anyone who watches the show or listens to the show knows that I'm very pro-veteran. I'm not a veteran myself. I've got veterans in my family. I've always supported veteran causes. And so those are some of the things that I think a lot of people overlook when they've got new people they need to hire. And like looking for people, anyone who's a military veteran has that skill set. They've already got those things ingrained in them. They were forced to. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, that is true. It's totally different than the public or private sector. When you're in the Air Force, you sign a contract for 4 years, and that's not a contract that you can easily break, right? So it's not like I can just say, okay, I'm done, I'm going to quit and go on to something else. Yeah, it's much different. So, and there is no negotiation on those. But I think that if you want to be an entrepreneur, a business owner, or even somebody that wants to be successful in sales, if you don't have those three traits, you're going to have a tough road. And you're going to find out, well, I got to figure out how to be more persistent. I got to figure out how to be more consistent. It's not like I woke up one day and said, okay, I know how to be consistent on a daily basis. You learn each day and you learn how you can be better. And the things that we have now with AI, it makes things so much quicker. And technology, the way you can actually mass distribute emails and text messages, ringless voicemails, to where you're not constantly pounding. Like back in the old day, you had to pick up the phone, and that was the only way you could get a hold of people or send out a mailer and stuff like
that. Right.
So today you can actually reach 500 people at a push of a button and then call the people that you want to make sure you get a hold of, but try to get your phone to ring in to where you're constantly having taking calls instead of making calls, you know, and that way I always strive for 10 quality conversations a day. If I had 10 quality conversations a day, my week, my month, my quarter are going to take care of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to what you're talking about. Just take that next step.
Correct.
You know, just take that next step. Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to sound like I'm being negative about a college education. You know, I went to college and everything, but some of those things you learn as a veteran are not a choice. You have to learn, you have to do them. As a college student, I can decide I don't want to go to class today and I don't have to go. Right? I mean, it's negotiable, then I just don't show up, right? And when you're in the military, you're showing up every day, whether you want to or not, whether you're hungover, whether you feel like crap, it doesn't matter. You're going to show up. So again, this week we're talking to Mr. Mike Brandis. We're going to hit a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to find out more about Freedom Filter Company that he just launched recently. We'll get the Mr. Biz tip of the week and we'll keep talking with Mike.
If you would like to reach hundreds of thousands of business owners every week, Mr. Biz Radio can help. Our show airs globally 7 days a week for more than 25 hours across several internet radio stations, plus 20 plus podcast platforms. Also, video exposure on the new exclusive Mr. Biz Network streaming channel, which gets blasted to 100 plus streaming platforms, and the Mr. Biz YouTube channel, and our 350,000 social media followers multiple times every week. Join Mr. Biz Nation as an advertiser by emailing us at info@mrbizsolutions.com.
Are you ready to automate your business? Automation is the key to scaling a business and building wealth. It's also one of the most difficult things for a small business owner to do on their own. If you're looking for help with automation, Pulse Technology CRM can help. We have an exclusive offer for Mr. Biz Nation. we will build everything for free, even if it's a sophisticated funnel. Visit thepulsespot.com/Mr. Biz for this exclusive offer.
Got a question for Mr. Biz you want answered on air? Email it to info@MrBizSolutions.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to the show. It is time for Mr. Biz Tip of the Week. This one is simple and short. It's actually a quote from someone I've mentioned many times on the show in the past, Mr. Grant Cardone. And when I first heard him say this, I thought, this is kind of self-serving. But the more you think about it, the quote from him is, best known beats best product every time. Now, he went on to explain this. He said, you know, I don't mean you have some crappy product and, you know, you're pushing some crappy product down people's throats and, oh my gosh, you just keep pushing. And he's kind of a pushy sales guy. I'm sure he would admit that as well. But it's more so, think about this, you know, even for myself, when the pandemic was going on, you had all these businesses failing. I started to think about it. Like someone's business who failed in Idaho that I may have been able to help stay afloat, but they don't know who the heck I am. I wasn't known. They don't know who I am. So they didn't even know to reach out to say, hey, can you help me? I'm having these struggles, these cash flow problems, whatever it might be in my business. And because they didn't know me, they couldn't reach out. And I may have been able to help them stay afloat, you know, thrive in their business, et cetera. So that's kind of what he's getting at, is you got to get out there. You got to get known. And coincidentally, we're going to talk about that with Mike, with social media and things like that, but it's super, super important. So that is the Mr. Biz Tip of the Week, a quote from Grant Cardone. So Mike, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about Freedom Filter Company. So first of all, how did this come about? So I know you've done a lot of different things. You talked about some of that stuff, but how did this specific idea and this product launch come about?
You know, I have a network of friends that are entrepreneurs, and I think that's important that people understand is have who you have around you
sure
will dictate your success as well. So I, for years now, I've been very successful in sales, but no matter how much success I had, I always felt there was a void and I couldn't figure out what it was, you know, and I'm a happy person, but there was something that wasn't, you know, that made me, you know, really ecstatic. And so I had a friend that's he's the wizard behind the curtains, like I try to say.
Yeah.
And he bought a filter company based out of Boca Raton, Florida. They were doing $500,000 a year. I mean, not 500 million, 500,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So $500,000. And they did no marketing whatsoever. And they had a lock in pretty much the Florida area. He purchased the company and he's very good at scaling and getting things to be able to double, triple, and he does that for businesses. And so he said, instead of dealing with other clients, because he got tired of giving advice, and then the client wouldn't take the advice.
Right. And I know that.
and he had a lot of weight on the results that was driven from it. That's how he got paid, was getting a certain percentage of that profit that he drew up. And if they didn't want to listen to him, so he felt it was better for him to go out and purchase a company where he could do it himself. Then he didn't have to have anybody else not take his advice, right? And then he came to me and he's like, Mike, he goes, we've done some things in the past. We did some real estate ventures and stuff like that. And he goes, what do you think about launching a company directed towards veterans? And I said, I love it. So then we started coming up with a concept, you know, that for every filter purchased, they would portion of that would go to the veterans in need and get a filter purchased. I recently talked to somebody that's Warrior Horse. What they do is they match a horse up to the veteran that has suffering from PTSD. And instead of committing suicide, there's a connection with a horse that you can't have anywhere else. Like, you know, you got a dog, but there's a difference with a horse.
Yeah.
You have to maintain the horse. The horse becomes so much connected to you. And it's really saving lives of veterans. You know, 22 veterans commit suicide a day. And so was really important. So it's almost like it's filling that void that I had missing. Mm-hmm. And I can give back to those that served me, as well as me being a brother and sister, all the veterans out there. So that was important. And so now I have something. And you said Grant Cardone was sort of a pushy salesperson. I look at it as he's a persuasive, passionate person. And somebody might take it as being pushy. It's because in your head, you just can't comprehend the fact that somebody wouldn't want your service. So it doesn't radiate with you.
Sure.
And so when they, we always say in sales, when somebody tells you no or gives you an objection, they're just saying not yet. And that's the way you have to take it. And I think it's the same way with anything that we do. What's important to us in life, what we feel is important, is just you got to sometimes find a different way to approach an individual or have different, you know, verbiage or whatnot that might they might understand and radiate with them. And then that's why a true dedicated salesperson never gives up, never stops being persuasive, you know, or, you know, persistent.
Yeah.
You know, so it, so I look at it that way. And it's worked out great so far with me. I'm connecting with more veterans. Like I said, I reach out to Warrior Horse today. So I think we're going to try to find a way different to give to them than we would many other people, because what they only have is a stable. They don't have a bunch of AC units with air filters.
Right.
And so they just have in units and window units. And so I'm going to figure out a way to give back to him. And he told me about an event September 12th through the 15th. I'll probably be going down to Shreveport, Louisiana to visit Warrior Horse and be a volunteer for those days to help out in that situation. So I find ways to give back to those. I think Gary Vee says this a lot, that when you're trying to build a business, that try to find a way that you can give your value, your services for free, and then you'll find out how much comes back to you. Right. And it's just so much easier for me to give to veterans because I walked in those boots.
Sure. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, and it, you know, you mentioned the 22 veterans a day. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, Mike and I said, we've known each other for 15 years. A few years back when that whole thing was going around, the 22 pushups a day for 22 straight days in honor of the 22 veterans who commit suicide every day. And I remember some of the creative ways that we were doing our pushups and trying to, I put music behind mine and I would wear different shirts and to promote different things and for other people. And so it was interesting that I remember seeing some of yours too.
Well, that's the thing about today's day with technology and creating content, that your message doesn't have to be serious all the time. Find a way that you're going to reach a few more likes. Get number one thing is interaction.
Right. And engagement. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, even when I'm on Facebook doing marketplace ads, listings, and I have like 36 out there and pulling in, there's a lot of fake people out there that just want to get your information. Well, you know, I enjoy that banner because I know it's engagement and it's jacking their algorithm. Right.
So right.
It doesn't bother me. I don't get upset over it. And so that the old saying is there's no bad PR. Right.
Right.
So having somebody make a negative comment, all you have to do is return. We all make mistakes. It's how you handle mistakes in business is what separates you from having a customer for life or losing a customer for life. So when somebody makes a negative comment, you know, take it for what it's worth. Reply in a manner that says, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way, and I wish that we could do something to fix it, and try to find a way that maybe might be able to re-engage that person for later on. And so I don't see any negative in anybody making a negative comment on Facebook. Or number one thing is the comment. So if you just hit the like button, you're really not doing much. If you hit the comment and make a comment, now somebody might respond. You're creating more content for that person, that post, and that, you know, just anybody's regular post. But when you're talking about actually trying to sell something, the more engagement you get, the better off you are.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Well, I should give the website. So it's freedomfilterco.com. Freedomfilterco.com. We'll put it in the show notes as well. We're going to hit a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to pick Mike's brain a little bit about it with some of his expertise that we've kind of touched on a little bit in the past. I might have a couple more questions about Freedom Filter Company as well. So come back after the break on Mr. Biz Radio.
How would you like to have direct access to Mr. Biz to help you run your business more profitably and more efficiently? At MrBizSolutions.com, you get live access to not only Mr. Biz, but also several of his hand-picked and trusted business experts, each with 20-plus years of experience to help you optimally manage and grow your business. That's just the start of where Mr. Biz Solutions begins. Learn more at MrBizSolutions.com. That's MrBizSolutions.com.
Business owners have a continually growing to-do list with little time for revenue-producing activities. With Check Off Your List and their experienced team of virtual assistants, you can focus on growing your business. Visit checkoffyourlist.com to learn how Check Off Your List's skilled team can handle your day-to-day tasks like social media, bookkeeping, calendar maintenance, and much more. Contact Check Off Your List at checkoffyourlist.com or call 888-262-1249 to see how their virtual assistants can help you live to work rather than work to live.
Check out all three of Mr. Biz's best-selling books at MrBizBooks.com. Now, once again, here's Mr. Biz.
All right, welcome back to Mr. Biz Radio with me, Mr. Biz, Ken Wentworth, and Mr. Mike Brendis. You caught us there. We were chatting during the break, as usually happens with us, talking and everything, talking about a bunch of different things, but you know, chat, GPT and all that stuff. How crazy that is, and oh my gosh, just the innovation of that. We're going to get into some of that as well, because I want to pick your brain a little bit, Mike, on some of your experience with that, in as far as, you know, utilizing various resources as you've done in sales, in some of the different companies you've done. I know you've been involved with some real estate stuff as well, but using those various resources to, you know, some of the things like you touched on with the Gary Vee and engagement and social media and things like that. What are some things you've seen recently? Because I know you've done a lot of research here recently, especially with launching Freedom Filter Company.
Well, we're very lean. You know, it's just me and sales, and all we're doing is driving to the website. So I have Bill Comis is the wizard behind the curtain, and he has a team that he's got in place for his consulting work to where they built the site. So that's all taken care of. So it was my job to create content. And when you talk about creating content, like I said, I don't think there's anything negative that you can ever do in terms of content. And, you know, well, granted, you know, you don't go on there and just, you know, rant and stuff like that. But when you got to find different ways to reach people. So I do some funny reels, try to do some things that are funny. I try to do some things that are serious. And I think the Gary Vee says that you got to be consistent and multiple platforms, and then multiple times on each platform per week, if not daily on each platform, with a different message. Maybe the more content out there, the better. And I think you should know, I know this, you know it, because you got Mr. Biz, Mr. Biz Nation, yeah. Mr. Biz Solutions. Yep. So you have to do that. And you don't have to, but if you want to be successful quicker, right? Yeah. You have to do that. So one of the things that you can do now is using ChatGPT is to go out there and have it write you a 5-minute script. Take that 5-minute script and go and put it on Speechify. Speechify will create you a audio file that you can then take into InVideo and put it and load it up. And then it'll create a video for you that has already some graphics in there. And then if you want to actually have a face to it, you can go to Movio LA and have that video created to have somebody there. And within 5 minutes, you can create a YouTube video that you can put out there daily with a different message, just telling ChatGPT what you want to be the message that day. So whether it's me wanting to talk about clean air and how a clean air filter will help your HVAC system, you know, longevity, the better air quality in the house, and numerous other benefits to happen. So it's real easy to do multiple different scripts, and just having, when you brainstorm, I'll be driving and all of a sudden something will hit me. Then you could take that and put it in there and have a script. So it's so much easier. And I think the pandemic taught us this, that as entrepreneurs and people that want to be in business, we have to find ways to become lean and be able to be a profit for ourselves and create value for ourselves. You got to be more masterful in other areas. And when it comes to marketing, I really don't see too many negative things that you can do. And having too much content is not one of them, right?
Well, it's interesting what you mentioned earlier. So I did a video, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago about, I was getting a lot of feedback and I was having conversations with people about this whole student loan debt relief.
I saw it.
And I feel pretty strongly about it. But I didn't want to just have like a rant piece. I wanted to say, hey, you know what? I think it's a mistake, but here's why I think it's a mistake. And here, I think, are the alternatives. And so not just creating a problem, but here's some alternative solutions. I did one earlier today that we'll be releasing here soon about the recent 4-day work week. My thoughts on that mistake. Anyway, that's a clue. But not only that, but why, and the impact I think it'll have, and some contextual aspects of it And then what are some alternatives, right? And so anyway, the student loan debt relief, I put that out there and a lot of people didn't like that, my opinion, which is fine. Like you're talking about, it's not necessarily bad. But the interesting thing is that I had people coming to my defense without me saying a word. Like before I would even see some of these comments, people were like, you're an idiot because of this or whatever. You don't know this. And then I got people who follow me, who like me, who are like, no, you're the idiot because he said this, you know, and you're like, yeah. So like you said, driving engagement up and, you know, and that building that tribe too, right? So, yeah.
So even when you have that engagement to where people are debating, that gets that video more clicks, more eyeballs. And that's the number one thing you're trying to do is get more eyeballs on your message. And whether it's your website that you're trying to sell and give back to veterans in need, that's what my next goal is to find. I'm going into Facebook groups. I've already connected. And you can't really market in some of these groups, but what you can do is veterans helping veterans mm-hmm. is I can actually put a post in there because of the fact I am helping veterans.
Sure.
So them purchasing will do it. And they will allow me to add that content there. And I'll be able to get that out to the market group that I think that's going to really buy in to what the whole message is from our website and buying HVAC filters or furnace filters at a competitive price that's much cheaper than the big box stores, Amazon, free shipping, and then every filter that's purchased goes back to a veteran in need.
Well, it's interesting you say that. So I, again, like I said, I'm very pro-veteran. I went right when the pandemic first hit. I said, I want to find 10 veteran business owners that are struggling and might need some help, and I'll help them for free. So I go to a bunch of these Facebook groups, but I'm not a veteran. So I think just the natural tendency is like, what's this guy trying to sell? We don't want to let him in the group. He's not one of us. He's not. And I'm like, no. I'm not going to like blow you up marketing crap. I'm not going to post a bunch of junk. Here's what I'm going to post. I said, I'll send you the video. You can tell me whether I'm looking for 10 veterans I can help. I'll help for free. Cost you nothing. I just want to help some veterans not lose their business or do better in their business. You know, I'll help them for 6 months, a year, whatever it takes. And, you know, again, a lot of these groups, because you get, like I said, a lot of the stuff gets super spammy and people are just blasting you and they're trying to sell. It's like, I wasn't trying to sell anything. I just want to help people. And even then, again, I think mainly because I'm not part of that brotherhood of not being a veteran. And I even said, I listed out, here are all the people in my family that are veterans, right. You know, trying to fit in. But there were some of the groups that are like, no, we're good. You got to be a veteran to be in this group, which I respect. But it was interesting to see how that all played out when I was just trying to help, you know, being part of some of those groups. So, but I mean, I love that concept of, you know, again, Gary Vee, you got to create a ton of content. Grant Cardone, going back to him, he showed this at one of his events. He showed, and it was he had a graph, and it was his social media following, and layered on top of that was the revenue from his company. And they were like in lockstep with each other.
There's no doubt.
Lockstep with each other. And that's when he came up with that. The tip for this week is he said, that's best known beats the best product. I use the example all the time. McDonald's. Everyone knows McDonald's. Globally, is McDonald's popular because they got the best hamburgers? Absolutely not. They might have the best fries, but that's beside the point. They're terrible for you. But it's not because they had the best product. Their hamburgers are at best mediocre, right? There's plenty of other places that got better hamburgers. But McDonald's, I did a video on this a long time ago, how many hamburgers they sell every freaking day. Because they're the best known product. It's crazy.
So one of the things that, you know, get on the social media that you can do right now for free is creating reels. Video does so much better than
Absolutely.
Just pictures. Mm-hmm. And text, if you're just doing text posts, that's not a content.
No.
You're not creating content. But what's great about the reels is once you start having engagement, they have sales analytics behind it that are all for free. You don't normally have to pay for that.
Yeah.
And now you get that when you become a digital creator. So I think that doing reels on Facebook, just start there.
Yeah, the video stuff's big. I did 100 videos a couple of years ago, and that's when things really took off for me. So again, Mike Brendis, we're out of time here, Mike, but I really appreciate you coming on. Freedomfilterco.com, freedomfilterco.com. Like I said, we'll put it in the notes as well. But thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, great. Awesome to have you on. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. And don't forget, as always, cash flow is king.
To become part of Mr. Follow him on all social media platforms or never miss a show by going to MrBizRadio.com. If you prefer free video content, visit the Mr. Biz YouTube channel or check out his streaming channel, which is available on 100-plus streaming platforms at MrBizNetwork.com.